The pregame is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski's Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, BVR Material, Whole Horse Food, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Lynn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Langing, after these words from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And welcome, everyone, to Fireman's Park, where it is District 21 5A baseball action between the Brenham Cubs and the College Station Cougars. Doug Brown and Tommy Langing with you here on this Thursday evening as the Cubs try to rebound after Tuesday night. Tuesday night, they had almost had College Station in College Station. They had a three-run lead, but then College Station, as they're prone to do from our history with them, they came up with four runs in the bottom of the seventh to win it. And so now the Cubs got to hopefully here at home get a chance to bounce back.
Yeah, they're a great opportunity here, you know, with the Cubs back at Fireman's Park. And you hope they can repay the favor this evening. It's going to be a blustery evening. We've got a pretty good southeast wind. So good night for baseball.
Yeah, it certainly is, and we're going to talk about how the district picture's shaping up. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, it is the Brenham Cubs and the College Station Cougars. Now, the rest of the teams all completed their series for spring break yesterday. And in the games that were played yesterday, Magnolia West shut out Magnolia 8-0. Lake Creek pounded Rudder 19-0. And then it was A&M Consolidated edging out Montgomery 8-7. And so all those series, except for this one, they're all two-game sweeps so far. So you got Magnolia, Lake Creek, and A&M Consolidated. Now Cubs hoping to get a split here and be still right there in the thick of things, which we were talking with our good buddy Steve Rogers earlier, and he said you got Lake Creek and then everybody else pretty much fighting for the rest of it.
That's pretty well going to be the case. And, you know, the talk and the rumor is Lake Creek's rated number one in the state. You know, somebody's got to be rated number one, yeah. So they happen to put them up there. But it all boils down to you got to win games, you got to win, period.
Exactly. And that's what it boils down to, as we've got a big night here at Fireman's Park. If you can't make it out here, we think the weather's supposed to hold up. It's looking a little cloudy here, but we think we're going to be okay to get this one in. So please stick with us. And we've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And as we come back here, it's time now to take a look at our starting lineup. And the starting lineup is brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the bank with Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the College Station Cougars, it'll be Wilson Stapp leading things off, being the designated hitter. Batting second will be the center fielder, Thomas Herring. Batting third will be the first baseman, Christian Lopez. Batting fourth, the shortstop, C.D. Cochran. Batting fifth will be the left fielder, Keaton Johnson. Batting sixth, right fielder, Nash Urban. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, Cooper Martindale. Batting eighth, third baseman, Aiden DeLeon. Batting ninth will be the catcher, Colton Haas. And then doing the pitching for College Station will be Caden Flater. And now for the Brenham Cubs starting lineup, and a little different look for Coach Chase Wheaton. We begin with Owen Finke leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Brady Rao. Batting third will be the left fielder, Drake Benke. Batting fourth, right fielder, Luke Hardy. Batting fifth will be the catcher, Tanner Reese. Batting sixth will be the designated hitter, Philip Deal. And Deal will be hitting for the pitcher, Brady Bunker. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting eighth, first baseman, Austin Maurer. And batting ninth will be the third baseman, Caleb Maurer. So that is the lineup for the two teams. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
That you've got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe you've even got an emergency plumbing situation.
Have no fear. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts are here. Dynamic Drains is a leading professional plumbing team in Brenham College Station in Bryan. Equipped with the latest technological plumbing tools, Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and see their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber License Number 4054.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
And we're back now, and it's time now to take a look at our Game Time Weather Update and the Game Time Weather Update sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit their website at blinn.edu. And we're calling for cloudy skies during the game here tonight. Our temperature right now at the ballpark is 79 degrees. And then it's supposed to get down to 72 during the overnight hours. Sunset scheduled for 7:33. And then on your Friday, we got a 70% chance of rain. And well, thunderstorms too. 67 for the overnight low, 80 degrees for the high tomorrow. Saturday, we're looking at a 50-50 shot, and Sunday, 50-50 shot as well. So, got a chance for some wet stuff this weekend, and a lot of folks around could definitely use some.
Yeah, that's we're at that point where we need some rain again. Let's get the ball game in and let it rain tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Get the game done and then let it rain.
That's it.
And that's your Blinn College Game Time weather update. Back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cadet Softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
And as we come back here to Fireman's Park, we have got the Brenham Cubs and the College Station Cougars. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And Coach Chase Wheaton meeting with College Station's coach down there at home plate. And won't be long now, and we'll be getting this one underway.
It'll be back at it again. This has become a really, really good rivalry over the years, and you'd love to see those rivalry games.
It certainly has, and top to bottom, it's a great district. And like Coach Wheaton has told us before, with this district, there really is no night off in this district. Anybody can beat anybody on any given day.
That is probably as best as it can be said, because you got to be on your game. You got to be ready to play. If you're not ready to play, you give any team in this district the opportunity. If you open the door, they're gonna knock the door down.
Exactly. And we're just about ready for the official introductions. But first, let's send you back to the studios one more time and hear from our Brenham Cub pregame sponsors.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Pilsky Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Pilsky works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Pilsky's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Pilsky's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Pilsky at Pilsky Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Play ball!
This pregame was sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, DVR Material, Cole Coors Food, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DD and Pipe and Steel, Flynn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Brenham Nursing Rehabilitation, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Clark Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham.
All right, as we welcome you back to Fireman's Park, and now here for the introductions, the voice of the Brenham Cubs, Rick Eckert.
Number 5, Braden Goff. Number 7, Brady G. Number 8, Owen Pinky. Logan Mason, number 14, Dwight Campbell, number 15, Blake Bartlett, number 17, Jordan Heeman, number 20, Preston Lee, number 24, Kenny Traeger, and number 25, Jordan Baker. And now you're starting lineup for the Cubs. Playing right field, number 19, Luke Hardy. Center fielder, number 11, Brady Rao. Playing left field, number 22, Greg Nicky. Playing first base, number 6, Austin Maurer. Starting at second base, number 9, Landry Mendoza. The shortstop, number 3, Owen Finke. Playing third base, number 10, Caleb Marr. And the designated hitter, number 15, Philip Peel. Starting pitcher tonight, number 25, Brady Franker. And catcher number 3, Tanner Reese. Now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand, remove your hat for the playing of tonight's national anthem.
right, and we're ready to go, and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And back we go. Brady Bunker warming up for the Brenham Cubs. They'll be working to Tanner Reese behind the plate, right side of the infield. You got Austin Maurer at first base. And then Landry Mendoza at second. Left side, Owen Finke at short. Caleb Maurer at third. And then in the outfield, Brady Rao in center. And he's flanked and right by Luke Hardy. And in left by Drake Benke. Reese fires it on down to second. And we're ready to go with the first batter of the game.
Number 4, Wilson Stapp, the designated hitter.
So Wilson Stapp will step in. He's the first batter tonight.
Interesting lineup tonight, Doug.
Oh, yeah?
But that's good. It's all good.
And if it works, even better.
You couldn't have said it much better than that.
Yeah, Stapp, a left-hand batter, steps in against the right-handed Bunker. And the first pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And officially underway, it's 7:02.
Wilson Stapp is a name we've heard before.
Yeah. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Bunker comes set. Next pitch is taken outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. And after tonight, Cubs can take the rest of the weekend off for a spring, enjoy what's left of spring break.
They won't enjoy it too much if it's drizzling.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, this one a high pop, and that's going to drift foul back behind us and hit on the top of the press box.
It's been a long time since I've heard rain on the roof and you just lay in bed and pull the cover over your head.
Yeah.
Which would be so nice.
Yep, two balls, two strikes now on Stapp. And Bunker will rock and fire it in there. And just missing outside a ball, and it's 3-2.
I like the place placement there by Bunker. That's good pitch. Good pitch placement.
And the 3-2 to the leadoff man, Stapp. And he fouls that one away again. And that'll hold the count, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, and Bunker will rock. And fired in there. And just missing again, and that's ball four. I'm guessing it was high?
It could have been on the white line, you know, where the right-handed bitter could be. It could have been there.
And so that is a leadoff walk to Stapp, and that'll bring up Thomas Herring, the center fielder.
Yeah.
be interesting to see what College Station does here, or with, let's say this, what the Cougars do here.
And pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Austin Maurer is holding the runner on at first. Check on the runner by Bunker. And working out of the stretch. And this one will be popped foul over to the right side. And that looks like that one's heading for the parking lot. So it's a 1-1 count. Throw over, and that one got away, and that's going to be in the dugout, and so Stapp will get the extra base. It'll be an E1. And so now runner at second, nobody out, a 1-1 count on the batter, Herring. Herring, a right-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher, Bunker. And 1-1 pitch, squares away to bunt, and he put a good one down. Bunker up with it. His only play is to first. And he will get it over to Maurer, who is covering the bag. And so Herring with the sack bunt will get Stapp over to third.
That's pretty close down there.
Yeah, he almost beat that one out. And now they'll bring up Christian Lopez.
Number 31, Christian Lopez.
One out and one on. Yeah, I want to say Lopez was another one that was part of this team last year.
Another name that rings the bell.
And pitch coming from Bunker, outside of ball.
I know for Bunker, it's an opening district game for him, and it happens to be the opening district game at Fireman's Park. I hope he settles in. He's thrown a few pitches already.
And that one, it catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Keep working those corners.
And that one, pass ball right down the middle of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-2. And next one down low, it's 2-2. Runner at third, only one out here in the top of the first inning. Bunker checks on that base runner.
BDK here.
And that one taken for a ball is 3-2. Full count now on Lopez. With a cleanup man, C.D. Cochran on the deck. And a pie ball four, second walk of the inning by Bunker. And that'll put two on now for C.D. Cochran. Time is called, and Tanner Reese is going to go out and have a word with Bunker.
He fits the mold for shortstops today. He's kind of tall.
Yep.
But, of course, the way I look at it, anyone over 5'6 is tall.
Mm-hmm. And Cochran, the shortstop, stepping up here. Corcoran rating on the pitch. And that one is going to be a fly ball out to left. Benke over. And he'll make the grab. Runner coming home. And he will score. So it's a sack fly. Or did he not? Or did it drop in?
No, he caught it.
Well, the runner's still over. Oh, that's right. We had that, two on. Yeah. I'm mistaken. Okay. I'm not thinking. It's been a long day. And Stapp scores, so that makes it 1-0 College Station.
As far as I'm concerned, Doug, it's been a long week. It started Sunday already.
Yep, and Keaton Johnson to the plate now. And so now, and that one will be a ground ball to short. Thinking we'll flip to Mendoza covering, and that will retire the side. In the inning, though, they do come up with one run on no hits. There were no error, or excuse me, one error, and one run left on. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. College Station 1 and the Cubs coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stegan Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And left-hander Caden Flitter warming up for the College Station Cougars. They'll be looking at the top three in the Brenham batting order. Owen Finke, Brady Rao, and Drake Benke to start the bottom half of the first inning. College Station with the early 1-0 lead. Colton Haas back behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Christian Lopez at first base. Cooper Martindale at second, left side. Cade Cochran at short. Aiden Daly on the third in the outfield. Thomas Herring in center. Keaton Johnson in left, and Nash Urban in right field. Owen Finke leading things off. And the first pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. And next pitch taken outside for a ball. It's quickly 2-0 on Finke. And next one, taken for a ball again, and it's 3-0.
That's what we want to see.
Yep. When in that leadoff spot, just got to get on any way you can. And that time, Finke takes it for a strike, and it's 3-1. Finke fouls that one down. Hard shot down the right field line. Skips over the bullpen mound in the corner. And that'll hold the count at 3-2. And another foul ball. That one will be out of play and land over in the bullpen. The batting cage is down the left field side over in that area. Or down the right field side. Right field side over there. 3-2. And a high ball 4, and Finke draws the leadoff walk. And that's going to bring up Brady Rao.
We'll see what Coach Wheaton does, but I think you play the percentages here.
Yep. And squares away the bunt and bunts it foul.
And that pitch kind of tailed inside. Yeah, it's an 0-1 count on Rao. Look in, next pitch, swing and a miss on the fastball, and quickly 0-2 on Rao. Checking the base runner and throw over, and thinking not really leading far enough for them to get a shot at catching him.
Pretty good move.
And the 0-2. And
whoa!
We may have got a break on that one. It was ball one. A lot of folks from College Station that are here tonight not happy with that call.
They were expressing their feelings.
And the 1-2, trying to check his swing. Umpire appeals to first, and the first base umpire says no swing. And so Rao will now have a 2-2 count.
Good job, Brady here. Down 0-2, worked it to even.
Throw over, runner back in safely. Runner takes a slight lead. And this one, a bouncing ball. Third baseman over, trying to cut it off. No play at second. It looks over, no play on Finke at second. So he throws over to first and gets Rao for out number one.
That high hopper there to third, with the speed of Owen Finke, only one play for the third baseman play at first and made it close. Brady
yeah.
made it close.
He certainly did, but De Leon got it over there in time. That'll bring him Drake Benke. And Benke swings and misses 0-1. And that one fouled away over to the left side, and it's 0-2.
There's two curveballs in a row to Drake Benke. You think he might see a fastball?
It very well could be. Yeah, that one fouled back in the screen. No balls, two strikes, one out. Cubs trailing 1-0. And Benke fouls that one away again. He's hanging tough in there against the starting pitcher Flader.
Let's go, Trey.
Benke ready, and here comes the next pitch. That is taken outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. In check of the runner, and here comes the plate. Cubs trailing 1-0, trying to get a run on the board here and at least tie it up. And this one's going to be a high pop. And looks like they're going to run out of room. I said, everybody, did it. They get it in the trash can on there, or hit the trash can? Or...
I didn't pay any attention.
I heard...
I'm going to say it hit the stands, but.
Yeah. And so that'll hold the count at 1-2.
That was one of those that went way up over the screen. We got the tall screen here.
Yeah, that one down low ball is 2-2. We actually had that happen. I want to say we were at, I think it was Pato where it actually happened, where a foul ball went up in the air and came down on the other side of the screen and landed in the trash can.
Those are some different trips.
Oh, yeah. And pitch to Benke. So this one, a high fly ball back and deep.
Wow.
It's gone. 2-run over Drake Benke. To dead center over the Green Monster, and the Cubs have taken a 2-1 lead. And the team comes out to celebrate, and what a big blast that was. And our early candidate for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, which will be given out during the post game. It's going to be kind of hard to top that one, D.L.
That's going to be tough to top. There will have to be multiple runners on base.
And now Luke Carney to bat here. And pitch to Hardy. He takes it for a strike, 0-1.
It's a good way to clean the bases.
Yeah.
Put some runs on the board.
And next pitch outside, and it's 1-1.
With that wind the way it is tonight, Doug, that may not be the only one.
Yeah. Next pitch upstairs, a ball. It's 2-1 now on Luke Carney. Tanner Reese would be due up next after him. And swung on and missed. Fastball, and it went in the mid. It's 2-2. And Hardy smacks this one in the left field for a base hit. And just like that, it is another hit and another runner aboard here for the Cubs. And that'll bring up Tanner Reese. And still just one out here in the bottom of the first inning.
Hardy drove the ball really well right in between short and third.
And next pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-2. Next pitch in there for a strike. That was a good one there by Flader.
Really good curveball there. Broke it on that outside corner.
And Reese trying to get aboard here. Philip Deal is the DH tonight, waiting on deck. And that one stays outside the ball, and it's 1-2. And outside, and it's 2-2 now.
Good eye there by Tanner. Try to get him go for a pitch on that off the outside corner.
Come on, Tanner, right here, buddy. And next pitch just missing a ball. And now it's a full count, 3-2 on Reese. And that one foul tip back into the screen.
Big cut there by Tanner.
3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Still only one out here in the inning. We're at the bottom of the first. Cubs have taken a 2-1 lead. Ball four goes to Reese, and that'll put two more down for Philip Deal. And that's going to bring the coach out of the dugout and making the long walk to the pitcher's mound. Long conference here. Cubs have retaken the lead in the bottom half of the first inning here on a 2-run homer by Drake Benke. Base runners. And that's taken for a ball, 1-0. And that one on the ball. Two balls, no strikes. And Deal fouls that one away. Two balls, one strike, next pitch. Foul that one away. He's getting good pieces at it. Tommy, he's turning on him too much. Runners will take their respective leads. One foul away once again, and that will hold the count at 2-2.
Thought Bunker threw a number of pitches.
Yeah, I mean, they're really getting
not what his coach really expected out of his starter.
And still only one out in the inning.
Yeah.
And pitch is a strike called to Deal.
Tell you what, a great opportunity here for the Cubs to really take advantage of this.
Slow roller up back to the back fence. Three balls, two strikes, only one out in the inning. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on the hitter, Philip Deal. Four, and Deal draws the walk. That's the third walk of the inning for the Cubs, and that'll bring up Landry Mendoza. with the bases loaded and still nobody warming up, surprisingly, for for the College Station Cougars.
College Station finally sending someone down to the bullpen.
Yep. With Mendoza batting and Maurer due up next. Count on the way. And that one will be a high fly ball out to center.
Oh my God.
And it did. I don't know if we misjudged it. How about the leapfrog here on the air? And it's coming home there. It's Luke Carter. He actually went airborne to get over the tag and landed right and took the step on home plate. And it's now 3-1 Cubs on the RBI single by Mendoza. And now that'll bring up Austin Maurer with the bases loaded, a chance to add more to the Cub lead.
Tell you what, while you're at it, put a stamp on it.
Yep. Outside for a ball, it's 1-0. And Vegas next pitch, foul away.
You know, going back to that hit by Mendoza, Doug, I really felt the center fielder really had a shot at it, but he didn't make a whole lot of an effort.
Yeah. And next pitch down low for a ball, and it's 2-1.
But we will take it.
Oh, yeah. And that one foul away. Maurer, the eighth batter of the inning here for the Cubs in the bottom of the first.
Tack on a few more while we're at it.
Absolutely. Pitches outside for a ball, 3-2. As we learned from playing College Station and A&M Consolidated over the years, no lead is too safe. Best way to beat them, pour it on. And that one is going to be sent out to right field, and that is going to be caught. Tagging coming home and scoring is going to be, that was actually Brody Heyman running for Tanner Reese. And so Heyman scores, and that makes it now 4-1 on the sack fly by Maurer. And that'll bring up Caleb Maurer. So the Cubs are now officially batted around in this inning. Cubs lead it 4-1 now.
I'll tell you what, Austin got the job done. The only thing better would have been a base hit.
And trying to lay down a punt and foul it away. Wait on the 0-1 delivery. And that little wild pitch got away, and the runners will move up.
Now base hit looks even better yet.
Exactly.
area now. Let's go.
And foul back. That'll hold the count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Four runs are in for the Brenham Cubs on College Station. And this one is a chopper to first. First baseman is going to pick it and run to the bag to retire the side. So in that bottom of the first inning for the Cubs, we came up with four runs on three hits there with no errors and a run left on. And we go to the top of the second inning. Cubs lead it 4-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our from the sports friends.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop, Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Brob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And on we go to the top half of the second inning, and Brady Bunker will be looking at Nash Urban, Cooper Martindale, and Aiden DeLeon. And a little bit different look this time, Tommy, because now he's coming out there with a three-run lead.
That's it.
And Nash Urban, who was the hero for College Station in their game on Tuesday night, now steps up to the plate. He had the walk-off three-run triple to win it. Bunker gets a sign from Reese, and he will bring it. And therefore, a strike in its own one. Yeah, one delivery.
How are you?
And that one's going to be fouled back, and that'll make it 0-2 now on Urban. And that one fouled away as well. And so that will remain the count at 0-2. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on strikes.
I was just getting ready to make the comment. He can sit back and throw now.
Yeah, that was a good way to start the inning, getting that strikeout of Urban, and now that'll bring up Cooper Martindale, the second baseman. Yeah, first pitch to Martindale is up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch, taken outside for a ball. 2-0 count. Next pitch coming. Strike called.
A nice pitch there by Bunker.
And that one is going to be sent out into left center, and that's going to be dropping for a hit in front of Benke. But he gets back in a hurry to hold him to a long single. Now that'll bring up Aiden DeLeon. And Reese going out to have a word with Bunker. Cubs with a 4-1 lead here on the top of the second. And the pitch, swung out and missed 0-1.
Nice curveball there.
DeLeon took a big cut and probably air-conditioned the whole right side of the field. And next one outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and the next hit's coming. And taking more strike. Like you said there, Tommy, his curveball working really good. When he get that thing over for strikes, he's tough to beat.
That's it.
Next pitch to DeLeon. Swung out and missed and got him on strikes. That's two away now.
Another nice curveball there by Bunker.
Yeah, DeLeon saying something to the umpire. As now Colton Haas will come up to the plate. Swung and missed. It's 0-1. One ball, no strike, two outs. Next pitch, just missed one more.
Well, again, I like the pitch placement inside corner, just a little low.
Surprised that he didn't chip, because it was close enough to the strike zone where you'd think most hitters would probably take a swing at that. But it's just amazing that they're able to hold up. That one a little too far outside, and it's 3-0. It's going to be ball four. Just missed it, and Haas will draw the walk, so that'll put two runners aboard now for the leadoff man, Wilson Stapp. Oh, So we got a meeting at the mines at Tenshiel. Reese is out of sin and is going back to home plate. Runners at first and second, two down. Wilson Staff, the DH, up. He walked and came around to score there. First run of the ball game. Now a chance to drive in some runs.
Let's just throw strikes. Let's get out of this inning.
And that one is a pop-up on the infield. Who's going to take charge? And it is the pitcher that takes care of that. And so he hauls it in for out number three. In the inning, though, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. And we will go to the bottom of the second inning with the Cubs still leading 4-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham. Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And we got a pitching change as we come back here. Cubs leading at 4-1 over the College Station Cougars. And Tommy, who is the new pitcher for College Station?
Got a new right-hander, Jake Boggan.
All right, Jake Boggan, you were due up next year. He's going to be looking at the top of the batting order. Owen Finke, Brady Rao, and Drake Benke.
The big key, other than Drake Benke's big home run,
The
big key in that first inning for the Cubs was those three base on balls.
And speaking of that, one of those is Owen Finke, who is up here to face Boggan. And almost forgot that first inning, Owen Finke scoring the first run of the ball game for the Brenham Cubs. And first run is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. And he takes the next one up high, four balls, 2-1. And Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and finance services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural estate, or a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your insurance needs. I think he sends this one over to the right side, and they're going to run out of play over there. So full count, 3-2 now on Owen Finke. It'll be Finke, round Benke. And next pitch, he pops this one up. And fielder wants it himself, and now the infielder's calling him off on the shortstop. Corcoran had to come in there and save him, hit the turf and make a sliding catch.
The positive thing I'm going to say here, Doug, is the pitcher backed off. That's
right.
The positive thing. The second thing I'm going to say is, and it's good, the shortstop kind of was a little lackadaisical there.
Yeah.
You know, ended up making the catch.
Pitch was up by the round, 1-0.
I'm not saying that the pitcher can't make the play. I'm not saying that. But, you know, it's...
Next pitch is a strike call.
You normally want one of those fielders coming in because you're looking at the ball coming in.
1-1 pitch. And up high for a ball. And Ralph showing good patience at the plate here. He grounded out to third base his first time up.
Good eye. We'll take a walk.
Mm-hmm. And that's that one foul, and then we'll make it 3-2. And this one is going to be popped up and foul.
Ran into Brady's mom the other day, and I said, "How's the fisherman doing?" And I think, evidently, Brady's a fisherman, too.
Oh, yeah.
They were out at the lake.
Oh, yeah. And a pie ball forward. Ralph will draw the walk. That'll give the Cubs a little speed on the base paths. And that'll bring up Drake Behnke. We remember what happened the last time he came up. And pitches up high for a ball. One-oh count. Time is called. Now the catcher, Boss, wants to go out and have a word with his pitcher. Oh, did they call a balk? A balk called. And so that will move round it. That was a walk.
Yeah, they're given.
Oh, intentional walk. That's probably what that was. Intentional walk. Put Behnke aboard. It's two on now. And Lucardi, the batter. Next pitch, taken for a ball, 1-0. So Hardy with two teammates aboard, trying to move them along and increase this Cub lead here. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Up high for a ball, 2-0. I'd kind of like to want to know what some of those radar guns down there clocking him at.
He's got a lively fastball, but you got to get it across the plate, too.
Exactly. And next one in there for a strike here. 2-2. 2-2. It was one out, runner at first. And there's pitch taken for a strike. Pitch taken for a ball, 3-2, a full count now. And so you got to take the full count that the runners will be going here. And this one, a pop foul ball, so the runners have to get back in a hurry. And it's got the double play.
They did get the double play.
Raul was leaning too far off a second and made the effort to try to get back, and they were able to double him off. So in that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on, and we move along to the top of the third inning. And it is Brenham 4 in College Station 1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And we move on to the top half of the third inning. And for the Cubs, they lead this one 4-1 over College Station. Brady Bunker warming it up. He'll be looking at Thomas Herron, Christian Lopez, and Cade Cochran. And this is, of course, District 21 5A. All in full swing next week. It doesn't get any easier for the Cubs next week because they get A&M consolidated after this. And so that'll be another rivalry series.
Another rivalry series. But you know what? Get them out of the way early.
Yep. And so Thomas Herron laid down a sacrifice bunt that set up the run in the first inning for College Station. Steps up here. And pitch from Bunker, swung on and foul back. It's 0-1. And next pitch, swung on, foul back again. And that'll make it 0-2.
There you go. Good job there. Two quick strikes. Pretty good crowd tonight, Doug.
Mm-hmm. And that one little dribbler past the pitcher. Finke got to hurry. Bare hand throw to first. Now dug it out, but not in time. The runner beat it. That was just a bad... That was just such a slow roller there that I think he did everything he could, but just couldn't quite get the lead, get the runner.
That's one of those oops ones.
Yeah, that'll be an infield hit for Herron.
Good job there by Owen, though. Charged it, came in quick.
Yeah.
Good strong throw to first, just a little late.
Good stretch by Maurer, too, just a hair late on that one as Lopez bats here. And pitches inside for a ball. Just the second hit given up by Bunker this evening so far. And next pitch, fastball in there for a strike. Check the base runners, and he will bring it in there for a ball. And it's a 2-1 count now on Lopez. Bunker comes set next pitch. Where was that? That looked pretty good. And that
I thought it got that corner, but evidently it must have been off.
Not enough for the umpires. It's 3-1 now.
Yeah.
pitch is a strike call, and that'll fill it at 3-2. That's a low and away ball, and it's going to put Lopez aboard. It's a two on now, and that'll bring up Cade Cochran. Cochran in a sack fly his first time up.
Next up, it's stepping to the plate number two, Cade Cochran, the shortstop.
We're going to be popped up and fouled back behind us. The one count, long look in, and next pitch coming from Bunker. Outside ball, too. Ball one strike. And that one's going to be it. And that's going to scoot on through for a base hit in the right field. And that'll load the bases. And bring up Keaton Johnson.
Yeah, good throw there by Luke Hardy. Hit the cutoff man right on the numbers. Just what you needed to do.
So now coach bringing the whole team out. Well, except for the three outfielders, the whole team out there huddling up at the on the pitcher's mound. As we're now in the hour of this one, and we're only in the top of the third. So it's already been quite a lengthy ball game.
This won't be one of those two-hour ones, I can assure you that.
No.
I guess we have the good one Saturday, right?
No, we don't have anything Saturday.
No, last Saturday.
Oh, last Saturday. Yeah. And so Johnson to the plate. He's got bases loaded, nobody out here in the top of the third inning.
Let's get a sure out somewhere.
Pitch is taking up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And so far, no activity in the Cub bullpen. And pitch is going to be popped up into right. Hardy with a catch. And fires a bullet to home plate.
Good throw there.
And that keeps the runner from advancing. And now that'll bring up Nash Urban.
Really, in all honesty, it wasn't really hit deep enough to try to tag that runner. I'm sure you have pretty good speed at third base, but
and next pitch up high for a ball. This is to Urban. Urban struck out last time.
Really good opportunity here for the Cubs to get out of an inning without any damage.
And next pitch just missed, and it's 2-0. And That one, another one, just right in there. He's not missing by much. It's a 3-0 count. Looks like the umpire strike zone starting to get more microscopic on him. And ball four.
Cubs do have some action in the bullpen.
As Herring will come in, it's a bases loaded walk to Urban to make it now a 4-2 game. And that'll bring up Cooper Martindale. And time is called. Tanner Reese going to go out and have a word with Bunker. Martindale singled his first time up. They got with bases are loaded, so they got to force play at any got to force play at the plate if they can take advantage of it. And coach also making a move out to the hill. And that's going to be it for Bunker. And so we'll have a pitching change here at the ballpark. We're in the third inning. Cubs lead it 4-2, and we'll find out who the new pitcher is after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And so we come back here, and we've got a new pitcher here, Tommy.
Braden Goss.
Braden Goss coming on in relief, trying to get these last two outs of this inning and keep and hold on to the lead for the Cubs. They're wanting to pay the Bulldogs, or excuse me, the Cougars back for the two losses from last. From the loss from this past Tuesday, but got to hold on here.
The big key there with Bunker was five walks, and you got to throw strikes.
Yep. And the wild pitch gets away, not far enough. Luckily, a good ricochet, and so the runners couldn't move up. And by the way, the pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. And make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance at 836-3613. And next pitch is taken for a strike. It's 1-1.
Oh, nice pitch there by Braden Goss. Knee high, shaded toward that outside corner on the left-handed batter.
And this one, a chopper foul up the third base side.
There you go, 1-2 count.
He could use a strikeout here.
In the biggest way.
Oh. I'm down low in the dirt with a nice block there by Reese, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and this one is going to be a chopper to second. And only play is the first. And they do get the out there, but the run scores. Yeah, so Lopez scores, and that'll make it now a 4-3 game.
Yeah, runners on second and third now.
For Aiden DeLeon. And he sends this one out to center over his
right. Make a play.
Yeah, that's going to score two. And that's going to make it a 5-4 lead on a two-run single by DeLeon. So much like they did the other night, four runs in one inning in College Station as we take the lead 5-4 here on the Brenham Cubs in the top of the third inning. And Colton Haas, the catcher, will bat.
All right, Braden, work on the batter now.
Colton Haas is the catcher.
Pitch is taken for a strike.
There you go.
0-1 count.
Hey, good lively fastball.
Next pitch coming outside for a ball. 1-1. Check of the base runner. Runner's going, and the throw down to Reese. Got him. Put the tag on it. Caught stealing to retire the side. And in the end, the damage was done as College Station comes up with four runs and three hits. There were a couple of walks thrown in as well, and nobody left on base. We will go to the bottom half of the third inning. It's now College Station 5, Brenham 4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park. Offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And on we go to the bottom half of the third inning. And let's see if we can weigh a little gasoline. It is our Basin's Barbecue Buccaneer Food Store home run inning. And the pitchers, Jake Poggin and Tanner Reese, batting. First pitch taken for a ball. And we're back to $10 worth of gasoline. And so who is our first contestant here?
Franklin Gerlitz.
Okay, Franklin, you are up first here in the home run inning. And that one's fouled away. If a Cub hits a home run, it's $10 worth of gasoline. If they hit a double or a triple, you win a rack of ribs. And that'll be courtesy of our friends at Nathan's Barbecue. in there for a strike.
Let's go back to that throw by Tanner Reese. He threw a literal strike to second base.
He certainly did. I think he got the tag down. That one up and in a ball, and it's 2-2. College Station leading Brenham 5-4 here in the bottom of the third. And Reese foul tips one in the mitt for a strikeout, and that's one away. And that'll bring up Philip Deal, the next batter. And who's Philip going to be hitting for?
Cynthia Mathis.
All right, Cynthia, you are due up next. And that one is outside, gets away from the catcher and back to the back fence. And this one's going to be popped up. Yeah, it's going to head foul out of play.
Phillip with a walk, his last at bat, or his first at bat, however you want to say it.
Swings and misses. And that'll make it 1-2. And takes strike three call, and that's two away. And Boggum's starting to get into a groove now. That'll bring up Landry Mendoza. And Landry's going to be hitting four.
Rosa Bloom.
All right, Rosa, you are next up. Takes the pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
Landry is capable.
Oh, it definitely is. We saw that in Galveston. And pitched his foul away when he won $80 home run for Floyd L. Richards of Hempstead. And Mendoza pops this one up. The catcher gives chase. Is he going to run out of room? He came back. Wind took it away from him, and it fell in for what's just going to be a long, high, noisy out. Or a foul ball, rather, and it's 1-2.
Let's see if that one can come back to haunt him.
Yep.
But that is tough. We got a stiff breeze tonight. And
then going against the lights as well.
Yes.
One, two pitch. And they're going to say he held up, and it's 2-2. And it's in this one. That is off the third baseman's mitt. He's up with it. Fires it. Did they get the tat? No, he lost the ball there. And so Mendoza reaches on the error. And no winner, but we got a base runner.
See what I said about it? Come back to haunt you?
Yeah.
There you go.
And so we got now Austin Maurer batting, and Austin's hitting four.
Ryan Makowski. I think I'm right.
Ren Makowski. I think it's Ren Makowski.
Ren? All right, there you go. You're right.
And Maurer pops this one up into shallow right. They're giving chase, and they won't make the grab to retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error and one left on. Well, no winner this time, so that means our next broadcast on Tuesday night will up it to $20, and we'll keep going until we have a winner. And don't forget Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. Visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders, stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings, and remember their motto.
Hey, no fib about our rib.
And we go to the bottom of the, top of the fourth inning. And Cubs are trailing 5-4 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Fosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And Braden Goss back out on the hill for the Cubs. He'll be looking at Colton Haas, Wilson Stapp, and Thomas Herring here in the top of the fourth inning. It is College Station leading Brenham 5-4. And in there for a strike. 1-1 count on Haas.
Nice knee-high fastball there by Braden.
Another one up high, and it's 2-1. And that one's taken for a ball, and it's 3-1 now. Call, he tried to coax a walk, and the umpire not buying it. And so it's 3-2 now on Haas. And another close one, and he takes ball four, and so Haas is on for the second time in the game. And that'll bring up Wilson Stapp, and that's going to bring another visit to the mound. Coach having a word with Goss.
Courtesy runner is Weston Jankowski.
And so Jankowski running down to first base for Haas. And Stapp the leadoff man up here. Right now, Cubs just looking to try to get some outs here. That is priority number one.
Okay, well, we just need to settle down, throw strikes. Make them put the ball in play.
Exactly. And Stapp walked and scored a run his first time up and then popped up to the pitcher last time up.
What you don't want to do with College Station is you don't want to give them any more opportunities.
And fastball on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Pitch is taken for a strike. Good one there.
There was that outside corner pitch again, knee high.
And now let's see if he can polish off Stapp here. And this one's going to be popped up over to third base. Caleb Maurer calling for it. He'll take it for out number one. And that'll bring up Thomas Herring, the center fielder.
Thomas Herring, the center fielder.
So runner at first, one down now. And pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Another good knee-high strike.
And this one is going to be popped up, and that's going to be foul over to the bleachers. And runner going, throw down, and this time he's going to be safe. Kind of a delayed steal there. Runner at second base. Foul away, and it is. Next pitch. Long look in.
Oh, yes.
Got him on strikes. That's something Gosden really needed badly. So two outs down. Now we can get out of this without giving up any more runs. We've got Thomas Herring. Herring one for two. Actually, this is Lopez. I missed one here.
Lopez's walk.
Oh wait, no, I didn't. I'm looking at my sheet wrong. That pitch tails inside, and he got out of the way, and nearly got a piece of him. And a 1-0 count.
Yes.
And there for a strike. Good pitch there. Now, gosh, get out of this inning. Runner at second, but they do have two down. And that one is going to be sent a ground ball to short. Pinky up with it. Fires across. He threw it in the dirt, and that's going to get another. Went into the dugout, and that's going to get another run home. It'll be an E6. And that'll make it 6-4 now. And also with it going in the dugout, that means Lopez automatically gets second base. So it's now a two-run lead for the Cougars. And Cade Cochran, the shortstop batting. Cochran sacrificed bunted her first time, or hit, no, sacrificed fly his first time up, and then single and scored last time up.
Oh, a pinch runner. Is that right?
Or no, I think he's, well.
I believe, oh, yes, yeah. It is going to be a pinch runner. The 23.
That'd be yes. Mason Story.
Yes.
In the top of the fourth, 6-4, College Station. Bottom half of this inning, we'll have our Whataburger recap. Check of the base runner. And it's outside for a ball. 1-0.
Going back to that play, I thought Owen Finke had plenty of time. He didn't need to rush his throw, but.
And next pitch. And strike call painted that outside corner.
One thing I like that Goss has been doing, Doug, is keeping the ball down in the strike zone.
Yeah. That's a good point there. And down low. Henry's came up ready to throw just in case Lopez had, Story had any designs on third base. And that one back off.
Nice play.
Nice play by Goss. Throws to first. Ooh. And Maurer put the tag on. The throw was high. Maurer pulled it down and put the tag on him to retire the side. But in the inning, they do get a run on no hits. There was one error and one left on. We're halfway through this one. It is College Station 6, Brenham 4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmint Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And we come back to action here. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be Caleb Maurer followed by Owen Finke and Brady Rau here for the Brenham Cubs against Jake Boggan for the College Station Cougars. And it's also time now for our Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. As Maurer squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back and takes the ball. They've got juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect in all hours of the day, 24-7. That is Whataburger in Brenham. And next pitch from Boggan. And Maurer squared away the bunt and pulled it back again. And it's 2-0. The Cougars got the scoring start with a run in the top half of the first inning, but then Brenham came back on a two-run homer from Drake Benke. And then you had an RBI single by Landry Mendoza and a sac fly RBI by Austin Maurer to give Brenham a 4-1 lead. And it would stay that way until the top half of the third inning when College Station would take advantage of some misplays in the field by Brenham and come away with a four-run inning to take a 5-4 lead, and then they just added another one in the top half of this inning. And that's where we stand right now, 6-4 in favor of the Cougars. And that is your Whataburger recap. Strike was called. It's 2-1 count on Maurer. And another strike, and it's now 2-2.
Tell you what, he's painting those corners.
And Maurer sends this one
As the late, great Dizzy Dean would say, that was a blue darter.
Yeah.
Just foul.
Two balls and two strikes. He turned on that one.
Good quick wrist there by Caleb.
Oh, and takes the next pitch. Three balls and two strikes. That was an awfully close one.
We haven't done a good job calling from up here anyway. So.
Yeah.
But it did look close. Whoa. Oh, another one.
No good smash by Mauert, but just foul. Three balls, two strikes. Mauert just trying to get on board and get something started for the Cubs.
Right now, we want to look at base runners.
And there we go. Base hit. And Caleb Mauer aboard. And that'll bring up Owen Finke. Finke walked and then he popped up to his counterpart the last time up. And Finke takes the first pitch down low, and it's a ball 1-0. And that one foul away. Throw over and back in safely is Bauer.
And just for the records, Christian Lopez had a pinch runner, but he is back at first base.
And that one gets away from the catcher, and that will allow Bauer to move up to second. On the wild pitch, so now it gets a runner in scoring position, which is where you want to be with the top of the order coming up. Well, the top of the order here now with Finke and then Rao and Benke.
College Station sending.
Mm-hmm. Next pitch from Boggan. Just got the corner and it's a strike.
Just got that outside corner.
And swing and a miss. And picking down on strikes for out number one. That's going to bring up Brady Rao. Rao grounded out his first time up. Last time up, he walked. Boggan now with one out here in the inning. Throw back in, easily back in there is Mauer. Runner at second, one out. And now they're looking back again. In the dirt, running going to third, and he's safe. He beat it out. Stolen base there from Mauer. That made it a close play.
That was really close.
Got the hand in there by an eyelash. And the umpire was right there. We're working with a three-man crew tonight, and so the umpire was at third and right on top of the play. And that one outside of ball. And now Maurer looking to try to come home. Here at Fireman's, there's plenty of foul territory here for the fielders to be aware of. And now Cubs trying to use that to their advantage. And he called a block on him, and that'll get Maurer to come home. And so that'll make it a 6-5 game now.
Did we expect anything different?
Wow. Makes you wonder what else we're going to see tonight.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
The lead is down to one now. And it's still a 2-0 count on Brady Rao here. That's going to bring a visit from the College Station coach.
That looks like pitching coach.
Now the umpire's going to walk out there to break it up.
They have a left-hander in the bullpen, Doug.
Okay. And so we're ready to resume now with a 2-0 count on Brady Rao. A run is in to cut it to a 6-5 lead for College Station. Now let's see if the Cubs can get that other run back and maybe even go in front again. And now time is called now. I think this is going to be, I think now it looks like they may be making a move here.
That is the head coach.
Yeah, looks like it will be it for Boggan. And so new pitcher coming in, and we'll tell you all about him. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
No, I didn't get that yet. He was to the back.
And we got a new pitcher here. And it looks like number 20, Dylan Picard.
Picard.
Stepping in. And I got a... and Picard warming up here, left-hander. They'll be looking at Brady Round, Drake Benke, and Luke Hardy. Cubs have got a run here. And just got a text from good Coach Craig Boggan, who is the soccer coach here. And apparently...
related to Jake?
Jake Boggan that was just pitching is his cousin.
Oh, there we go.
So he does have a Brenham connection. And so that will bring up now Brady Rao. Grounded out his first time out and then walked last time up.
Hey,
And first pitch taken inside for a ball. And actually, they had had a couple of pitches in, so it's, I think it's now 3-0 on him.
It's a tough situation to come into.
And pitches ball four. And with the scoring rules, that walk will actually be charged to Boggan since he was the pitcher when the at-bat started. And it's funny how the scoring rules work, because with him walking him, it gets charged to Boggan. But if he'd have come back and struck him out, then he'd have gotten the credit for it. And so Picard batting lefty on lefty with Drake Behnke. Behnke in a two-run homer his first time up and was intentionally walked last time up. And he's got a 1-0 count. Yeah, that one way high, a ball, and it's 2-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth. College Station leading this one 6-5.
I may be sending somebody else to the bullpen.
Up takes his lead, and that one is going to be sent foul down the left field side and over into the corner. Two balls and a strike on Behnke. And fouls another one over into that corner. Behnke trying to go opposite field. And it's 2-2. Luke Carney would be due up next. And that one outside of ball. And it's 3-2 now. Full count on Behnke. Runner going in, ball four. And so that's another walk for Behnke. That's going to get two runners aboard. Still only one out with Luke Hardy coming to the plate.
And we get good speed at second base. Luke Hardy does have a base hit.
And next pitch coming. Taking it outside for a ball, 1-0. And that'll move the runners over again.
A great opportunity here for the Cubs to take the lead.
Yeah, that's something that I don't think we've seen a balk call all year, and now we've seen two in one inning.
That's it.
And so now Hardy with a chance to put Brennan back in front if he can come through with a hit here. And that one inside. Oh, he got him. Just enough, and that'll send Hardy down to first. That'll load the bases now for Tanner Reese.
I tell you, we've seen a little bit of everything.
Oh,
it's not over yet.
And they're going to go and get College Station sending another pitcher to warm up in the bullpen. As Picarson's coming in, still has yet to get anybody out. Reese walked his first time up, struck out his last time up. picks this one up, and that's going to go foul. It'll land on the roof over to our right side. Going to send this one back, and that's going to be caught. Tagging and coming in to score the tie run is Brady Rao on the sack fly. And we're tied up 6-6. And now I'm going to bring up the designated hitter, Philip Deal. Deal walked his first time up, struck out last time. I think this is our first train of the night.
That is our first train.
And that one is going to be hit. A high fly ball out into left center. And that's going to be dropped. And that's going to get a couple of runs in.
No, he caught it.
Did he? No, wait a minute. The Cubs are saying no. And we got confusion here. And that's going to bring Coach out of the dugout. Coach is going to argue that that one wasn't caught. Deal is standing on second base, and the runs came in, and now we're going to get into conference.
Oh, my gosh. Now we're going to have three meetings? Oh, my gosh.
And they're calling him out. Controversial call there, and so that will retire the side. And so in the inning, so Cubs do come back and tie it up, and it's now 6-6 as we move along to the fifth. Back into we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And back we go here. We are heading on to the top half of the fifth inning. Tied up at 6 apiece. And some controversy on that last play as Deal flew out to the left fielder. There was question as to if the ball was caught, because the Cubs were acting like the ball was not caught, and they kept running, and two runners appeared to score. Deal went into second base, and then College Station just starts running off the field. And really, I think you got to probably fault the umpires for making it not clearer on their call.
The outfielder, the left fielder, fell when he supposedly did or did not catch the ball. And that's where the question mark was.
And so we move on here, and it's going to be Keaton Johnson to lead it off here against Goss in the top of the fifth inning. And first pitch is a strike. It'll be Johnson, Urban, and Martindale.
Goss has done a good job coming in and throwing strikes.
Next pitch. Oh, where was that?
So much for what I said.
Yeah.
Pitch looked pretty good. But.
Well, yeah, and it's 2-0 now.
Oh, yeah.
And curveball in there for a strike, and it's 2-1.
Not going to work, Mr. Johnson.
Johnson 0 for 2 in the game. Did reach on the fielder's choice his first time up. And the 2-2. Taken for a ball, and it's 3-2. Reese looked back and asked where that one went. And 2 balls, 2 strikes. Swing and missed and got him on strikes. And that's one away in the inning.
A good lively fastball there by Braden with the right knee high on that outside corner.
And now that'll bring up Nash Urban. Urban struck out his first time up. Last time up, drew a bases loaded walk. And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Goss ready. It's a sign from Reese. Next pitch. Foul back into the screen, and it's 1-1.
Going back to that inning, Doug, third baseman umpire, it was his job to go out.
Yeah, pitch a swing on it, foul back, foul in the mitt, and it's 1-2. Yeah, he should have made a clearer call on whether that was caught or not. Swung and a miss, got him on strikes, and it's 2 away now. And that'll bring up Cooper Martindale. And Goss starting to get into a groove now. We're in the top of the fifth inning, tied 6-6. And that one, a ground ball that is going to get into left field. A CEI single there by Martindale. Perfectly placed that one between third base and shortstop. And so the Cougars have a two-out base runner with Aiden DeLeon to bat. DeLeon had a two-run single his last time up. Pitch from Goss in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Martindale's been a nemesis, Doug.
He certainly has. And taking for a ball, and it's 1-1. Check of the runner. This one is going to be a high pop. First baseman Maurer giving chase, as is Reese. And it just gets over and nearly landed on top of Nicholas from the banner. He was happened to be standing there and it popped down almost right
on top. You could see all that. You could see that. I didn't have to bounce around down there, Nicholas.
Yeah. Out there taking pictures and nearly became a casualty. One ball and two strikes.
Nicholas ought to have plenty of pictures tonight.
Oh, yeah. Swing and a miss, and so Goss ends up striking out the side. And in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth, still tied 6-6 back at. We hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
All right, as we move on to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and it looks like they've still got Picard out there, and they'll be looking at Landry Mendoza, Austin Maurer, and Caleb Maurer here in this fifth inning. Cubs and Cougars tied up at six apiece. And Landry Mendoza batting. Mendoza, yeah, gets hit with the first pitch.
Yeah, Cubs get a base runner.
And so Mendoza's been on base all three times now. He had an RBI single, reached on there, and now being hit, and that'll bring up Austin Maurer. Maurer's 0-for-1, but he does have a sac fly. And throw over Mendoza back in easily. Not taking a very far stance away from the base. Maurer squares away to bunt, and he'll pull the bat back, and they check it first to see if he's swinging, and the first base umpire says no. The 1-0 count. And the pie for a ball. It's 2-0. Down low ball, running back in, trying to catch Mendoza, and he's back in safely. And 2-1 count. And that one is going to be sent out to left field, and it's going to be caught. Now we're giving it a good ride, but the left fielder was able to pull it down. And so that's out number one. That'll bring up Caleb Maurer. Caleb Maurer. And Maurer one for two. He singled and scored his last time up.
We've had a lot of activity all up and down the lineup.
We certainly have. And pitch to Maurer. He is taken for a strike, 0-1. Pitch outside of ball. And the catcher there, Haas, really did a good job of getting out to keep that one for the backstop. 1-1 count on Maurer. No one think he would be due up next. Throw over Mendoza, not going very far. Swings and misses at the fastball. It's 1-2. Throw over and Mendoza back to first. Pops this one up. First baseman giving chase. Is it going to come back? Oh, he dropped it. Trying to make the over-the-shoulder catch and couldn't do it. And so Maurer still alive at the plate with a 1-2 count.
Last time that happened, it came back to haunt him.
Yep. Called him out. We're going to step out on the pitcher. And takes the ball, 2-2. This one up in the air. And caught by the center fielder, and that's two away now. And that'll bring us back to the top of the Cub batting order with Owen Finke. Finke 0 for 2 with a walk, and came home to score on the two-run homer by Drake Benke. We're in the bottom of the fifth, 6-6 tie with the Cubs and the College Station Cougars. And pitch coming, and that's a strike called on Finke.
Didn't that look a little up?
I thought so. I thought it was high.
Don't lose your strike zone now, Hump.
And throw over. Runner back in. And curveball in there for a strike, and it is 0-2. Thank you. takes the outside for a ball.
Good discipline there by Owen. Tried to get him to go for a pitch out of the strike zone.
And Pinky's in this one.
Oh, I thought it was going to drop.
And that is going to be caught to retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. And we go to the sixth, still tied, 6-6. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For mouthwatering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, Mini Golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And Goss warming up for the top of the sixth inning. We're tied 6-6 here. And it's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maluzi pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 to be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. And remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. And first pitch is a ball to Colton Haas. It'll be Haas followed by Wilson Stapp and then Thomas Herring against Braden Goss here in the sixth inning. And next pitch is a ball. It's 2-0. Haas has been on base, walked both times. He's been up to the plate.
No strikes, Braden.
And in there with a good pitch right across the plate, and it's 2-1. And pitches inside for a ball, and it's 3-1.
Boy, we haven't mentioned it, Doug, but isn't this a beautiful ballpark?
It certainly is.
Oh, my gosh.
Great place to watch a ball game.
Natural turf.
And pitch is taken for a strike. 3-2. Now let's see if Goss can come back and get him. And 3-2 inside, ball four. And Haas has his third walk of the ball game. And now they'll bring up Wilson Stapp. Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner for down there at first base. The throw over, runner back in safely.
It's a double-digit number, Doug. I haven't got it.
Yeah, he hadn't stood still long enough for us to see it. Pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Stapp's 0 for 2 in the game, but he did walk and score back in the first inning. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Checking on the base runner. Squares away to bunt and bunts it foul. So the runner will have to trot on back to first base.
Did I see that right? Is that Jankowski pinch running?
I don't know.
I believe it is.
Pitch coming.
Whoa!
Oh, where? Whoa! That one would look like it was pretty good in there. Reese asking where it was. And it's instead of strike three, it's ball two.
Was it high?
That would be the only way I could think. It looked good from our vantage point. That one looked close. So 3-2 now.
Oh, don't lose him now, Braden.
Infielder shaded up the middle looking for a potential double play ball. And outside, ball four. He walked in.
And that is Jankowski. That is the pinch runner.
And that'll bring up Thomas Herring now. And that's going to bring Coach Wheaton out to the hill.
I think that's Coach Joe's what.
Or is that Joe?
Yes,
okay.
That's Coach Joe's what. Okay. Now someone's going. Looks like Dawson Kime.
Okay.
Kime and Bartlett are both going there. And
okay.
It is Dawson Kime.
And yeah, they are going to bring it. And that'll be it for Braden Goss. He gets a nice hand from the crowd as he came in.
Did a good job
getting some crucial outs. But now it'll be up to Kime to come in here and try to close the door in here. And so with the pitching change, we're going to take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-8 830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And it's Dawson Keim warming up here. They'll be looking at Thomas Aaron, Christian Lopez, and Cade Cochran. And Keim was the losing pitcher on Tuesday night. Now trying to, as we got train number two coming through here.
Finally, we didn't have any for, and now within an inning each, we've had two. So.
And so Keim trying to bear down here, and hopefully being in, being on the Fireman's Park now, give him a little better luck this time. But right now, it has been the very definition of a seesaw game, back and forth, with College Station jumping out in front. Then Brenham got in front, then College Station in front. Brenham tied it up, and now here we are, all tied up in the top of the sixth inning. Finishing up his warm-up tosses here. And right now he's got two runners aboard with, on walks. And really, College Station hasn't gotten that many hits, but the walks have been what's killing them.
The bases on balls have killed us this evening.
I got eight walks in the game right now.
And am I right? Five hits?
Let's see here. Yeah, five hits.
Five hits.
Only five hits for Collinson, but the eight walks is what been costly for the Cubs. It's a Thomas Herring batting here now. He is one for two in the game with a single and a run scored. He's also laid down a sack bunt. Yeah, the pitch coming, and he's going to bump this one back, and nobody's covering first, and he just threw the ball away.
No.
And coming in is going to score two, and College Station is retaking the lead. It'll be an E1.
Could not have come at a worse time.
Guy should have held on to the ball there because he had nobody covering the bag.
Yes.
And instead, and so now it's 8-6 College Station, and still nobody out here.
And a runner on second.
Yeah. And that'll bring up Christian Lopez.
Been on all three times.
And bumps this one. And guys, and there's no communication between Maurer, Keim, and Reese. And he ends up beating that one out. Nobody taking charge out there. And an infield hit for Lopez. And they've got runners at the corners now.
You brought up the biggest point of the evening, Doug.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to take charge.
And Cade Cochran now to bat. Got runners at the corner. Still nobody out here in the sixth inning. And Coach wanting to have a word with Cochran.
Hey, Doug, what are your thoughts on this? Put that guy on. Johnson hadn't done anything. And that puts a force at any base, especially at home. I'm not a coach. I'm not the coach.
That might be a way to go. And they're going to bunt it again, and this time up the first base side, foul.
Tell you what, give College Station coach credit. He's got his cleanup hitter, Bunny.
Yeah. I mean, this worked twice in a row.
I'm telling you. Need a strikeout here in the world's worst way.
And another bunt. Kime fields it. Only play is to first, and they do get the out this time, but the run scores. And that will make it now 9-6 Cougars. And that'll bring up Keaton Johnson now.
The key, we got the out. We got the out.
And Lopez moves down to second. And pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And up high, and it's 2-0. And a strike called. And this one back to the pitcher, and Kime up with it. He'll throw to first, get the out, and now Maurer to the other Maurer to try to get that runner at third, and not in time. Well, that's two away now, and now they can just get Urban out here and not let any more damage be done.
Now batting number 24, Nash Urban, the right fielder.
Well, we don't need a pass ball here.
And this one foul away. And squares away the bunt. This time fouls it back into the screen, and it's 0-2.
Yeah. Now we got a chance to put him in the books.
And get out of this inning in the process.
Got him.
Strike three called, and that is it. But in the inning, College Station comes up with three runs on only one hit. There was one error and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and College Station leads this one 9-6 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Yum, Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
And on we go. So Cub bats have got some work to do here in the bottom of the sixth inning as they trail this one 9-6. And Picard still out there for the Cougars. They'll be looking at Brady Round, Drake Benke, and Luke Hardy.
Key is we just got to get base runners.
And pitches inside for a ball 1-0. Rouse over one, but he's walked twice and scored a run. And Ralph fouls that one off, and it's 1-1.
Good night.
You ready? Get the ball, kid.
Car ready, next pitch. Bounced it up there, a ball. And it's 2-1 now on Rao. Pitches inside for a ball. 3-1 now. Gonna make it 3 walks in the game.
College Station sending someone to the bullpen.
And Raul way out in front of that one, and it's 3-2. And the next pitch, and Raul.
Bad
ball down the line. Went into the left field corner. Raul digging for two. Got a speed, and they want a stand-up double. And hopefully that's the shot in the arm the Cubs need. And that'll bring up Drake Benke. Benke's been on base all 3 times. He had a 2-run homer to start the game. And then he's been walked twice since then.
Game's far from over.
Yeah. We may be looking at one of those 3-hour plus games.
You're pushing. You're on going on to 3 right now.
Yeah, we're about 2.5 now. And Benke bouncer to first, and first baseman will step on the bag. He does get Rao over to third though. And it'll be 3 unassisted.
That's all right. Take them one at a time.
And that'll bring him Luke Hardy. Hardy's been on base twice. He has a single, and he was hit by a pitch. And he's also scored a run. And pitches a strike call on the inside part of the plate. Left-hand pitcher, right-hand batter. And Hardy fouls that one in the screen, and it's 0-2.
Make contact, Luke. Just make contact.
He pops this one up, and that's going to go foul over to the right side and land on the top of the awning over the bleachers. And so that will hold the count at 0-2. And And Arneson,
that should get a run.
Yeah, it is going to be a fly ball caught by the center fielder, route tagging. And he will come home and score. It's a sack fly for Hardy. And that will cut the lead down to 9-7 now.
Got the run.
And now that'll bring up Tanner Reese. Reese is 0 for 1 officially. He's got a walk and a sack fly. He's also scored a run. And outside of ball, 1-0. And next pitch taken for a ball. It's 2-0. If Reese can get aboard, then
I'm glad he called it a ball, Doug. But I'm beyond this umpire.
And see, that one looked high. The last pitch.
My sentiments, exactly.
The last pitch actually looked better than that pitch.
The pitch before looked better than this pitch.
And that one fouled away. Over, that's going to land on top of the batting cages. Down the right field side behind the first base dugout. And so two balls and two strikes now on Reese. And outside, ball three.
There you go.
And that one is a ground ball to the third baseman. And he throws that one. It's dug out on the other end. Four out, number three. So in the inning, the Cubs do get one run on one hit. No errors. Nobody left on. We go to the seventh inning. And it's the Cougars leading 9-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And we return to action here at Fireman's Park. We're in the top of the seventh inning. And Dawson Kime out on the hill. He'll be working to the bottom of the batting order for College Station. Cooper Martindale, Aiden Dillon, and Colton Haas. It's been a wild one, in case you're just joining us. I mean, it has been runs scored in bunches here, and Cubs hoping to hold the Cougars in this inning and give the bats one last chance to try to win it in the bottom half. And Cooper Martindale to bat. He is 2-for-3 with a run batted in. And, of course, after this, the Cubs will get the rest of the weekend off for spring break. And then they'll be back in action here, I believe, Tuesday night as they host A&M Consolidated in the beginning of their two-game series. And Kime's first pitch to Martindale is a strike call. It's 0-1. And next pitch is going to be fouled away. No balls and two strikes. Kime was starting earlier in the season, but now coach mostly been using him in relief outings lately. And the 0-2 is taken for a ball. It's 1-2 now on Martindale. And bounce that one in front of the plate, and it goes back to the backstop, and it's 2-2 now. And next pitch from Kahneman, Martindale with a ground ball to third, Maurer up with it, and threw the ball away. And now the runner will take off for second base. And just like that, leadoff man aboard.
It's not the way we wanted to start the inning.
No, we did not. And that's going to bring him Aiden DeLeon. Squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back, and he'll take ball one as the pitch sailed high.
The thing about DeLeon, he had the single with two RBIs a long time ago.
Yeah. And squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back. And this one is a bunt. Kime up with it, throws to first and gets the out. Mendoza covering the bag.
Kings get the out.
And that's one down, but on the play, Martindale moves over to third.
And the play, number five, Colton Ozzie, the catcher.
And is that right on Haas?
Three walks, yep. And pitches in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
That's a good start.
Yeah, Haas has walked three times and scored twice. Or his courtesy runners have scored twice.
There it is.
And in there for a strike. Good pitch there by Kime. And this one is going to be caught. Finke over to first and threw the ball away again. And that allows the run to score.
I think I've lost count on the arrows.
Man. Yeah, me too. But, yeah, the ball was underthrown and Maurer couldn't dig it out of there. I've got five errors on the Cubs. So.
That's you're right. Yeah. You're exactly right.
And that allows the run to score. It's now 10-1 College Station. And Stapp the batter now. He's squaring away to bunt.
Now that is number four, Wilson Stapp, the designated hitter.
Stapp 0-2, but he has walked twice and scored twice.
It's not out of reach, but you don't want to give up any more runs.
Right. I mean, and bunts this one over to Kime, throw to first, and they do get the out. So a sack bunt moves the runner over.
It's pretty close down
there. Yeah. First. Mendoza was covering as Maurer was charging, and so that makes it two outs down now. Herring. Herring has been on base twice with a single, and he's also reached on an error and scored a couple of runs. Pitch is foul away.
Oh, good stop there by Tanner.
And outside of ball, 1-1. And pitch is taken for a strike. 1-2. And that one, a ground ball to short. Pinky up with it. And that one gets through. And got through for a hit. And so another run is in to make it 11-7 now, College Station. And all these runs are unearned. The two runs in this inning are unearned. That'll bring up Christian Lopez. And pitch is a ball, 1-0. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
There you go.
In there for a strike, and it's 2-1. And ground ball over to third. Caleb Maurer up with it. Fires across to Austin Maurer. And he got him to retire. That'll retire the side, but in the inning, they had two runs. On one hit, there were two errors and a runner left on. And we go to the bottom of the seventh. Cubs trailing this one 11-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services. Providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And back we go here, and we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's do or die here for the Cubs, and the new pitcher is Clark Harvey. And Harvey will be looking at Philip Deal, Landry Mendoza, and Austin Maurer.
Is it 15 or 19?
Or
Lucas Brown, isn't it?
Or is it?
Isn't it 19?
I don't. Well, let's see. Or is that Lucas Brown? We'll see if he can turn around here. But it's 15 batting. That's Philip Deal. I may have looked. Oh, you're right. That is 19. Okay, that is Lucas Brown batting. My mistake here. That is Brown. The first pitch is a ball to Philip Deal.
Well, that's a good start. We need base runners.
And next pitch outside, and it's 2-0. And outside the ball, 3-0.
Hey, get a base runner, we're going in the right direction.
Yep. And strike called, and that'll be 3-1 now. Deal was about ready to toss the bat and head to first, but now he's going to have to stay in there for another pitch. And swung on a miss, 3-2 on the fastball. Foul that one back, and that'll hold the count at 3-2. Hit. And Deal is aboard with Landry Mendoza coming to the plate.
He did just what he needed to do. Drove that ball right back up the middle.
Mendoza's been on base all three times with a single. Reached on the error, been hit by a pitch, and he's also drove an in a run.
Cal Station sending someone to the bullpen.
Mendoza takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch is a strike. 1-1. In there for a strike, and it's 1-2 now. And Mendoza fouls it away. Count will remain 2 balls, 2 strikes. Is that a balk? No, another balk. And that'll move Deal down to second. Third balk of the game called against College Station.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I wish I'd have been watching a little closer, Doug. I'd like to have seen what he did wrong.
Yep, and Mendoza swings and misses. He's down on strikes for out number one. And that'll bring up Austin Maurer now.
Just make contact, need base runners.
Maurer 0 for 2, but he does have a sac fly RBI. Pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And Mauerson just won a high fly ball out to center. And that one is going to be caught for out number two. And so now the Cubs down to their final out. And it's up to Caleb Maurer to keep the game going. Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here. And it's going to be Grady G.
Yep, Grady G.
So runner at second, two down here in the seventh. Cubs trailing an 11-7. And G takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And G fits this one up, and it's going to be caught by the second baseman. And that is your ball game. Final score. The College Station Cougars win this one 11-7, and that will send us to our postgame show. This broadcast of Brenham Cup Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up next, made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tielemann Construction, The Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breenwood State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, PDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. We'll be back with the postgame after these words from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit is back, but some folks have yet to try it. So let's not do the thing where we're like,
you've never had a jalapeno cheddar biscuit before?
You know what? It's okay. Let's just invite them to try this flaky, cheesy, and slightly spicy goodness for themselves. The Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit, available as a sandwich or on its own from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. for a limited time at participating locations. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
All right, as we welcome you back here on the post game, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and now we're joined by the head coach of the Brenham Cubs, Coach Chase Wheaton. And Coach, that was a wild game out there tonight.
Yeah, it was. So didn't do a very good job of. I mean, I think it starts with our pitchers. They're able to create offense, move the baseball. We still got to take care of the baseball when they bunt. But, you know, I think it starts. There was all but one inning where we didn't walk the leadoff guy of the inning. So we got to be better in the strike zone, get the bat moving early.
Yeah, and the two real keys for the game tonight, the walks and the errors were what, because I thought the guys – kept fighting and kept battling the whole game, but it's just like I said, the walks and the errors kind of did us in tonight.
Yeah, we got to find a way to get back to playing confident baseball. you know, they were able to apply pressure. Just not doing a very good job of taking care of the baseball, and it's not for lack of capability. It's just not playing with confidence. So they're all tough at this point. District, we got Consol waiting on us. Need to have a good one tomorrow and Monday and get back on the horse Tuesday.
All right. And what can you tell us about A&M Consolidated?
Went and watched them play Montgomery last night. They've got a very deep staff, I won't say, outside of the sophomore Owen Harrell, which is a power arm. They got a lot of guys that just fill up the strike zone with two pitches, you know, 80 to 85, and they're very athletic at the plate. A lot of tough outs. So they're playing well, one of the district favorites. So we got to come. We'll answer back.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time, and we'll see you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Coach Chase Wheaton joining us here on the post game, and we'll be back with more after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at texasfarmcredit.com/Brenham.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Start the year off right with a new Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to name our John Breeden State Farm Player of the Game. And we had a few different candidates tonight, and one we've settled on.
Yeah, we did. We had young man, one young man. He had had a fair night, walked a couple of times, scored a couple of runs, and had a big double in the game. We're going to go with Brady Rao, our John Breeden Star of the Game.
And the Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game, this one was a little bit easier.
Oh, much, much easier. I tell you what, just, you know, when the Cubs needed a boost and they needed something to happen, you know, after College Station scored in that first inning, you had Owen Finke get on base, and then Drake Behnke came up and got a pitch that he really liked right in the wheelhouse and drove it over the wall in center field. Drake Behnke with a big two-run home run, our Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game.
And drive off in a brand-new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance. And all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
And back we go one final time here to Fireman's Park, where the Brenham Cubs lose a tough one to the College Station Cougars 11-7 in a game that was back and forth. And I know we heard from Coach, and I know he was very disappointed in the outcome tonight.
No doubt about it. He has every reason in the world to be. And if everyone listened to Coach Wheaton, you and I cannot reiterate what he said. You
know,
plain and simple, the pitchers walked too many batters.
Yeah.
Number two, we made too many errors.
Yeah.
And granted, I understand errors are part of the game. They are part of the process. But some of these decisions could have been a little bit different, but that's all right. You know, we hope these young men learn from this game and go on, put it behind you.
Yeah.
You know, you got a new schedule next week against Consolidated, and as Coach Wheaton said, I tell you what, guys, you know, when they saw what the boys down the street did to you, if they don't think they can come out and do it, you better be ready to play ball.
Exactly. And speaking of that, the series will start Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, 6:35 pregame here on KWHI. And we'll be back up here for that one. And meantime, that's going to do it for us this evening. I want to thank Madison back at the studios for her fine work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. Of course, we thank our sponsors for making it possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, it's Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.